escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so we were just talking about the top 100, what Texans might remain.
We're dummies.
Notable omission. Nico Collins probably be there.
He'll
probably
be on the top. Why do these guys on the radio have jobs?
I ask myself that sometimes.
Why do we have
so
jobs?
If I go with the Texans, then I think will show up. Clearly, I think
these are the guys that's covering the Texans. I'm sure you're getting a bunch of those tweaks and texts.
I bet so. I think Stingley is the highest rated. I imagine Nico's the second highest rated. I could even see him in the
Sting, then Nico,
mm-hmm.
then who?
Then Daniil, and then CJ probably is the next guy that pops up in my mind.
You think CJ's next?
Yeah, I think he pops up next.
I think Daniil is next.
Yeah. And we were just talking about this. It feels like Daniil probably has had a good camp because, like, from the Nico perspective, he almost fades into, mm-hmm. into like, you know,
You're
being invisible
granted.
In our sight. We've taken him for granted.
Yeah, it's
to the point, and I don't want him to do this, but he kind of don't even have to show up for real or show out in camp.
And he doesn't
because we
mind.
Know what he's going to do in the game.
He doesn't even mind being taken for granted. It's his whole career. Kind of lost in Minnesota, you know, never got the due. I mean, didn't he have like 19 and a half
Daniil,
sacks?
I
thought you talked about Nico.
Yeah, I was like, hold on. He's still the wide receiver. We're going to need to make sure to show him love.
He's kind of the same way, though.
Yeah, no,
to some degree.
Yeah.
I think Daniil, very much so, that's his personality. Yeah. I'm just going to put my nose to the grindstone and be really, really good at what I do.
Yeah.
I do think that you'd be very wrong to take that approach from Nico, even though you're right. Like, he's a very low maintenance dude. At some point, that becomes an issue.
Yeah.
Like and I'm not saying it's him in particular, but at some point, even the best, especially at that position, at some point they go, all right, this is enough.
He's a diva. Turn into a diva.
And that's something that I don't think you want to do with Nico Collins.
No.
And to be fair, I don't think this team will do with Nico Collins. Now, one of the ways in which you need to make sure you handle up so that you can get Nico Collins the ball is pass protection.
Mm-hmm.
And this offensive line has had some struggles with that to this point, I think you could say. And so the guys that you're going to have are going to be very important, but also which guys you keep on this roster is going to matter as well in how you're going about this. And Trent Brown hasn't yet practiced with the team. We're still holding out to see when he gets out here and what this team ultimately thinks about him. He was slotted as one of the backups on the depth chart that we got. That apparently Omar put together that D'Amico just signed off
Salute
on.
Salute to Omar.
Yeah, shout out to Omar and his ball knowledge.
Did I mention buy or sell is tomorrow?
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. But you asked a question I thought was interesting. Do you think that Trent Brown ultimately holds the key to Blake Fisher's continued tenure on this team?
Yeah, let's do the math and check my math, as people like to say. Shout out to Apollo 13.
I already established that my math today is not too strong.
Check my math on this. So Trent Brown was brought in, obviously very much knows this system, very much has pelts on the wall, has been cleared, and this is key, cleared for football activities, which means he's out on the field, he's in the meetings, he's helping out, et cetera, and it's just a matter of getting him going. So I would suspect veteran like that, maybe the next week, maybe the next 2 weeks, we'll see him out on the field.
I sure would hope so.
Right? If he's been cleared for activities. So let's talk about the math here. Last year, the Texans kept 9 offensive linemen.
And D'Amico used that number as well talking in the media, so 9 would probably be a good place
right.
to use.
That's the next thing I was going to say. We've heard him. No, it's fine. That's the point. They had 9 last year. He said all he's worried about is the 9 they're going to keep. So let's go with the number 9. 6 guys are 100% locks to make this team, presuming they're healthy, because 6 guys are battling for 5 spots, presumably, based on everything we know, to be starters. Cam Robinson, Laken Tomlinson, Jarrett Patterson, and Jake Andrews are battling it out at center.
Correct.
Tytus Howard and Ariante Ursary.
That feels very, yeah, I'm with you there.
So there's 6. So you got to find 3 more spots, okay? Juice Scruggs and Ed Ingram. Ed Ingram got some reps even in the walkthrough today with the ones.
Yes.
Juice Scruggs and Ed Ingram seem like they're going to be having an advantage if for no other reason than their interior linemen. You need interior linemen. You also have an interior lineman in Tytus Howard that can play tackle and has played tackle this year. So that's 8, brother. That's eight. If Juice Scruggs and Ed Ingram, if you're, and there's more reason to talk about this, but if you're inclined to believe you got those 6 and then you have Juice Scruggs and Ed Ingram, you're at 8.
And escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I do wonder if someone had the same quick thought as I did where it goes, are you guaranteed that you need both Juice Scruggs and Ed Ingram? I think the way that I would look at this is Juice is the guy that I know that they feel comfortable playing on both sides right. of that interior, the offensive line. Mm-hmm. However, Ed Ingram is the guy who it seems like they've landed on wanting to slide up there and get reps with the first team. Now, how much of that is, you know, the musical chairs of this all and throwing different guys out and seeing what sticks? Mm-hmm. That is a possibility because Ed hadn't been up with those ones at any point to this point.
Right.
Up until 2 days
ago. But he's been
ago.
In the mix. He's been on the field with the
yes,
twos.
Yes, with the twos and threes. Yeah. No, don't get me wrong. But yeah. this is the first time that they've slid him in with the ones at any point. And that's ahead of Juice Scruggs, who mm-hmm. slid in with the ones for 1 day when Cam got hurt. And now is now back with the twos more so.
Yeah.
Again, how much do you make of that? That's a question that you can answer in a different space. Yeah. But I do think that maybe they view Ed Ingram higher at this very juncture. Mm-hmm. But Juice moves around for the versatility. So that might have both of them right. earn a spot.
It seemed like they just looking for some backup plans just in case somebody like a Cam Robinson is out for some time. And mm-hmm. so they trying to get a feel for what works better.
And just in general, it's one of the things mm-hmm. we mentioned a number of times, and if you've followed this Texans team for at least a year or two, you see they have had to move guys around. They've had to play musical chairs. Yeah. So I think they want to make sure that they are ready for any possibility and what are the different mixes and matches that we might have available to us if that point arises for
us. You mentioned mixes and matches, so let's go there because that's the next point I was going to make. So you have 6, Juice and Ed Ingram, depending on how you feel about it. You have 8 that are in the mix. The advantage with Jarrett Patterson and Juice Scruggs is they can play. Jarrett Patterson can play guard.
True.
You know, so they're interior linemen. Jake Andrews, not so much. He's a little undersized. Ed Ingram is a guard. So there's four guys right there, five, you know, if you count Tytus Howard, but he's a lock, that can play the interior. So what you're looking for is a swing tackle.
Absolutely.
You're looking for a tackle. Keep this in mind. Zach Thomas has taken reps with the first team, I think, yesterday. Zach Thomas is in the mix. Trent Brown obviously is in the mix. We just talked about that. And Blake Fisher. That's three that has to go into one spot.
Or maybe two, because again, one thing about Zach Thomas that's interesting is that he's also played guard thus far in camp.
But you got five.
No, but I'm saying is maybe if they're not so sold on maybe like a Juice Scruggs, which would be wild considering that where he had been just last year as a starter for you, maybe they end up in a place where they go, hey, Zach Thomas can play outside and inside and that versatility matters to us. I don't know, right?
But does that matter as much when Tytus Howard can do that? He's done it today, this week.
Right.
You know, he's going to tackle.
But I also know that they would much rather move some other people around than have to move him around too much.
But the confidence level with him at the tackle position?
100% fair. I hear what you're saying.
It seemed like they might be a little more comfortable with that situation, knowing what's going on with Blake Fisher.
And Tytus Howard has embraced it more this year. I mean, it's been a non-factor. Like, you want me to play guard? Cool, I'm a guard. Oh, I got to play tackle? All right, let's swing out the tackle.
Yeah, just wanted to mention more of the permutations. But I think ultimately what you're trying to get to is you need one more tackle, and the tackles that you're looking at are Zach Thomas, who I imagine is probably below these two, but there's a question mark now.
Mm-hmm.
And then Blake Fisher, who is a known commodity, but it seems like that knowledge is fading or is like, you know, being placed below Ariante Ursery and the prospect of moving Tytus Howard off of a home that home base that you're setting up for him. Or Trent Brown, who is a known commodity in some respects, but not here because he has not gotten out the field, and we don't even know how healthy he is at this moment.
Right. So three goes into one if we're playing it this way. And my question, what I was really getting at, and this sounds crazy, man, could Blake Fisher be on the hot seat here?
100%. Absolutely.
100%. Could Blake Fisher be cut a second rounder?
There is a possibility there. Now, the thing that's interesting is, and I have to go back and remember because, of course, in this moment I'm forgetting, has Trent Brown played on both sides when it comes to tackle? Because that was Blake Fisher was the swing tackle last year before things shook up, and then he ultimately manned that right tackle spot. If Ariante Ursery is indeed a starter, and I know that, hey, if circumstances arise, they can move him, but, you know, are they going to have – is your swing tackle going to be a starter, or are you going to want to have somebody behind him who also can play on multiple sides, especially if he's the guy who gets injured? Now you are without swing tackle. Or does Trent – has Trent Brown had that experience as well.
Trent Brown started 16 games for the Patriots at left tackle in 2018.
There you go.
Also played left tackle in 2022 and 2023 some. This is getting wild, man. This is getting wild because you got six locked up. I mean, that's a given. The two other guards we talk about seem to have an edge. That's eight. So how does three get into one between Trent Brown, Blake Fisher, and Zach Thomas?
It's gonna be worth watching, but it starts with Trent Brown getting back out there, and that this is where that return to football really matters.
Yeah.
There's been a number of guys we've talked about: Christian Harris, Damian Pierce. It looks like we're there for those guys. The next guy we're waiting for is Trent Brown, and seeing what that level. Because I mean, there's some things and some metrics you could look at to where Trent Brown is one of the better offensive linemen that you have rating wise.
Oh, if healthy, like if we see a healthy Trent Brown, then it's not even a question, right? Because they have more confidence in Trent Brown. They brought him in for this system.
I think so.
Right?
Right, that familiarity with the system. Mm-hmm. Now, last year he only played three games.
That's if healthy.
He got hurt, and in those three games he wasn't very good, if I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah.
So what does he still have? Right? Because you also don't want yourself in a Shaq Mason situation. And I think Shaq was good when you first had him, but you saw the drop-off that ultimately happened just because he has some level of familiarity with, I don't know, coaches or whatever. Does not inherently mean that what you get this year is what you want. But that is clearly a battle that is very much shaping up now. And, you know, how quickly things change in a few weeks, because Blake Fisher was looking like he was having a battle for the starting position, and now it looks like he's having a battle to stay on the roster.
And as Sean pointed out, you know, given the opportunity, this is a great, you know, point, given the opportunity for Blake Fisher to slide in at tackle, they chose other people.
Correct.
Kind of telling.
All right. Look, that remains to be seen, and I think that preseason games will also be a big deal in this.
Yes.
Like, he's going to need to show Blake Fisher, that is. Do you think that Trent Brown kind of is the incumbent in that space, for lack of a better term?
Well, the way I put it, he holds the keys.
He holds the keys. So
yeah.
But I guess the question is, does he have to play really well in camp, or, like, you know, outplay Blake in order to get it? Or do you feel like he, if they are neck and neck, he gets
the
edge?
If they're neck and neck, I think it's him.
Somebody said, I think Trent Brown is the next Tony Boselli as a Texan also.
Maybe. That's what I'm saying. If healthy, it's not even a question, but that's a big if.
All right. Yeah. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including a little bit of representation in the Little League World Series. And also, I did mention at one point a date that you need to circle on your calendar. It's coming up, and I'll tell you why next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.